Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. And thank you for joining me today. You know, I so look forward to these conversations because I have such amazing guests that fill us with great knowledge and wisdom, and it's really the journey of becoming more aware, more responsible. I always like to say empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And this day and age, that's what we need. We need to have the ability to discern what's really going on and to discern fact from myth, truth from fiction. And that is what this show is all about. I'd like to welcome anyone who may be listening for the very first time. I archive the show. It's always archived, so if you miss it live, you can either get the show from going to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, and I post all my shows there, or you can go to my website, which is drcherylselman.com, drcherylselman.com, and opt in there, and they get sent out to you on a weekly basis. And by the way, I have a second show on Progressive Radio Network every Saturday at 11 a.m. called The Love Code, and that has more of a spiritual orientation as opposed to What Women Must Know, which really focuses on health, healing, women's health, regeneration, just uplifting thoughts to help us make our life so much better. So anyway, both shows are available, and if you either like me on my Facebook page or opt into my website, you will get these shows every week, and you won't have to miss any one of them. And I guarantee you, these shows will really support you, empower you, and help you get healthier, as well as transform your life. So there you go. What more can you ask for? And today we're talking about a topic that is really profound because it's about the profound healing benefits from water. And I have one of the world's experts on many facets of water that we're going to be discussing today, and that is Robert Slovac. And I want to just share a little bit about Robert with you. He's so impressive, and his accomplishments are amazing. So here we go. So Robert Slovac is a degreed mechanical and aeronautical and astronautical engineer, best known for co-founding Water Factory Systems in the early 1970s. He and his brother were among the early developers of reverse osmosis technology and its many applications. After officially retiring from the U.S. water industry in 1996, Robert went on to globally share his decades of knowledge and experience. Brazil was his first stop. By 2004, Robert and his associates helped transform Brazil's water quality infrastructure by providing technical training and publishing a multi-language technical magazine. While researching water pollution in a remote region, he became seriously ill and was introduced to a little-known 123-year-old therapeutic discovery known as Quintan Marine Plasma, after revolutionary French biologist René Quintan. Robert recognized its remarkable history in treating diseases and providing the foundation of cellular health. He became responsible for introducing the ocean products of Spain's Laboratoires Quintan to health practitioners and consumers worldwide. In 2010, Robert co-developed the first reactive molecular hydrogen tablet, which is called Active H2 Ultra, to the medical profession and health-minded consumers. Now, widely acclaimed as a medical breakthrough, molecular hydrogen primarily functions as an essential antioxidant and signaling molecule. Currently, Robert's decade-long interest in deuterium-depleted water took a step forward with the revival of Russian research from the 1960s and recent announcements explaining the profound health, medical, and longevity benefits of deuterium-depleted water. Robert and his associate acted quickly in creating a new company called Light Water Scientific. Their objective is to offer the most advanced and affordable deuterium-depleted water for consumers and health practitioners. So we can all take a breath because this is such amazing information, so much to talk about. We need to talk about how to purify water. We're going to talk about what this Quintan Marine Plasma water is about, why it's so profound, And we're going to talk about this deuterium depleted water a little bit, but probably that will have to be a whole show in itself because we have so much to go over. And obviously, Robert is an amazing man who has had a huge impact on so many areas of health worldwide, and it's such a pleasure, such a treat, such an honor to have him on the show today. We have lots of learning to do today. So without any further ado, I want to welcome Robert Slovac to the show. Hello, Robert.
Hello, how are you? It's a pleasure to be on the Cheryl Selman show.
What?
I didn't realize, really, I should have, but I didn't remember that your target audience is women. And that's fantastic.
We have lots of men listening as well.
Good. But it's great because I'm usually in front of an audience of that 98.8% men. So this is great.
Well, we have a very enlightened audience and an audience that's just so keen to learn and to heal and grow and have open minds so they can really take in this new information. And as always, I have such compelling guests that are really expanding our awareness, expanding our minds all the time, which is the only game in town as far as I'm concerned. So you're going to do a really good job at expanding our minds today, Robert, because, I mean, you have delved into so many aspects of water from the very beginning, and you have so much to share, and we're going to just jump in because the first area we're going to look at, and I'm sure it's a topic that people are really concerned about, is the quality of their water, the quality of their drinking water. What are they drinking every day, and what are they bathing and showering in as well? So let's start there. What is it that we need to know about the condition of water now, and then out of your experience, help guide us to find the most effective way to purify our water.
Okay, well, let me start out by saying regarding water, there is no subject in health, and perhaps no subject in general, that has more hype and misinformation than the water business and water products. There is almost no uniformity of thought among people. If I go to a show that has 100 people come up to me and talk, not any two people have the same thing. And it's radically different in terms of the products they buy and their thought process and, I have a shower filter, and they don't realize there are no effective shower filters, at least to remove the contaminants that are important for women, especially. And, you know, I might as well start out by saying that at the show I just presented at and attended for several days, it's called ACIM in Orlando, Florida, with the famous, it's kind of presented and held by the famous Dr. Passing my brain, but I'll come back with it because it's too important.
Okay.
So this was a very important conference, mostly practitioners and very smart biohacking people. And a woman came up to me and she said, hey, you know, you're supposed to know a lot about water, and I'm just trying to figure out what to do. This is what I have. And I told her, nope. That's probably not what you need. And so she said, okay, what do I need? I said, you know what? We don't know what you need until we determine what's in your water. And almost no one thinks of that. No one thinks of doing the homework to find out what is in their water. And she goes, how do we do that? I said, the best place to start is you look up something called the EPA Water Quality Report of the latest year you can find and it should be on the website of the company you pay your water bill to. And so I go, where do you live? She goes, they live in Jacksonville. And we just went on the website and we found the Jacksonville Water Department, and there was the 2018 EPA water quality report, something required by law. It's very extensive. It was about 15 pages long, described how they get their water, where it's from, what disinfectants they use, everything, almost everything I needed to know. She said it's very hard water, and I go, boy, you're telling me it's extremely hard water, which means it has a lot of calcium and magnesium in it. And so I said, okay, I'm just going to look through it. So I got in the main section where the contaminants are listed, and I'm just going, I see you have, more lead than I would have expected, and I see that you have this. And then I got down and go, I said, whoa. And she goes, what? And I said, wow, I'm really surprised that I said, you've actually, the one contaminant your city has actually violated, and they have a little note here why they didn't send you a special notice, which they're by law required to do, but they have some excuses they can use. I said, you have a lot of trihalomethanes in your water. Actually, you violated it. And the limit for trihalomethanes is 80 parts per billion. And they were up almost, I think one was over 100 parts per billion. And this is a contaminant, trihalomethanes, and I'll tell you a little about them in a second. But this is a little, trihalomethanes are a contaminant in which if you look at another column in the report, it has something called MCLG. And that's maximum contaminant level goal. In other words, the goal we're using as our standard is the best goal that can be achieved with the money that water departments have. But we just want you to know that there is a goal that we put out there that we would like it to be. So I said, look at the goal. She goes, oh, my God, the goal is zero. This is really a bad contaminant. And she goes, what is it? I said, trihalomethanes are made when the chlorine they put in water reacts with natural organic matter that's already in the water from trees and leaves and soil and so on. And they filter that out as best they can. But if it's so small and they can't get to it when they chlorinate, this reaction takes place. It forms trihalomethanes. And she said, well, what does it do? I said, well, one of the, for you being a woman, I said, do you have any teenage girls in the house who are, you know, of the age that they'll soon possibly be pregnant? And she goes, no, but what's the deal? I said, well, this trihalomethanes are known to induce miscarriage in women or be responsible for it, and it's also a carcinogen. And she turned white. She goes, I have had 5 miscarriages in a row. She was already mostly over having babies, but she said, I had 5 miscarriages in a row. And I go, well, I'd say this is a very good candidate for why you did, and no one knew enough to tell you. So anyway, that's the reality and how this important this water thing is.
So you find this out, and I'm just actually looking up my water quality data for Tulsa, Oklahoma. So, so we all can find this for our cities. So when you find this, what happens next?
Okay, so you go on your city thing and you just look. Sometimes they make it like unnervingly, like inaccessible, and you have to keep going from page to page. But you're going to look up EPA water or just water quality report for the given year. And then you go on this, and then you'll realize that you are not qualified to read this. And I realize this is a dilemma. And it's a frustrating dilemma because there's no service that helps you understand this. Now, many people who hear me will say, I live here. Can you please help me? And to date, I have helped everyone. But I realize there's going to be a point that I would have to live with every waking hour going over these reports for people. But I am assuring my colleagues that by next year I am going to have this figured out, and we're going to have a service that tells you what is in your water that should concern you and what you need to address it. So that's something upcoming. And so that report is golden, and it's very important. It doesn't always tell the story, and it doesn't cover people who have private wells. So, and people who have private wells don't usually have a clue of what's in their water, but there is a place that they can send their water. I think it's the best and least expensive place, and it's called National Testing Laboratories. It's in Ohio, and they also go under the name WaterCheck.com, I think, and it gets you to the same place, and it's very economical to test things in your water. And you, it's like a menu. You know, do you want to test for bacteria? Do you want to test for chemicals? Do you want to test for minerals, carcinogens, et cetera? And you can check it all. Probably if you did everything, it would be less than $300. And if you took it to like a local laboratory, it'd be $2,000. So, you know, they have a regular supermarket of testing facility that, you know, they get you in and out quite quickly. It's kind of my favorite recommendation for people who have wells.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about the, as an expert, as someone who's really pioneered the area of water purification, what is the best system we should be using for purifying our drinking water?
Okay. So let's first define that ideally, let's say this, let's take the water I just talked about in Jacksonville, Florida. Under most municipal waters, one, and if one is very health-minded and wants to do everything the most perfect way, you really need something for your drinking water and something for your bathing water. You cannot remove enough contaminants at a reasonable expense for the whole house to satisfy a health-minded person's needs in terms of not being exposed to contaminants. In other words, if somebody says, hey, you put this on your whole house, it removes everything, the drinking water is going to be great, bathing water is going to be perfect, and so on, you run from this person, because it's just not true. Now, if you are a millionaire and you can say, hey, no budget, don't worry about it, whatever it costs, you know, $100,000, people can put in very sophisticated water systems that take days or weeks even to install, and you can have so-called, you know, bottled quality water throughout your house. But this is so rare and so expensive that only people who are on the covers of magazines have such systems. And also, there is a problem that is created by them. Sometimes one of the most popular technology used for whole, ultra-sophisticated whole house systems is reverse osmosis. Well, reverse osmosis changes radically the chemistry of the water, one, because it removes all the minerals, et cetera. And then demineralized water is incompatible with copper pipes. It's too pure. And so this creates a problem. And it's caused, over the last, my career of nearly 50 years, it's caused literally millions upon millions of dollars worth of damage and insurance claims because people who thought they were cool by putting in such systems for people caused damage because they didn't realize that, even though I've spoken about it to the industry, they didn't realize that RO water is too pure for copper pipes. So if somebody wants one of those sophisticated systems, usually you have to do it through one of the plastic piping systems for the house. And if somebody does it, it's always advised that, hey, you do all this before you start building the house and plan this in advance. So you, there is no normal person's system for the whole house that will give them the water for drinking that is of necessary purity for them. So there's one system for the whole house for bathing, because you don't want to be exposed to, for instance, the chlorine. You don't want to be exposed more than even chlorine, because chlorine is kind of a low-level toxin. Chloramines, which are chlorine plus ammonia, you definitely don't want those. And you definitely don't want those trihalomethanes we just talked about. So that woman would have needed a whole house system that is capable of removing trihalomethanes. And most systems that even are for the whole house aren't capable of doing that well. Then you need something for drinking water. And here you have to worry about removing metals and disinfection byproducts and endocrine disrupting chemicals and carcinogens and volatile organic chemicals and synthetic organic chemicals, which all can be and are found in not every municipal system by any means, but they are found in municipal systems across the United States. And one might have excess pharmaceuticals in it. One might have excess plasticizers in it. One might have excess in a region that is heavily agricultural. It might have excess herbicides and pesticides in it. So this is the problem. And almost all water supplies we can find glyphosate in. And this is one of the things that typically a point of entry system or the whole house filter typically cannot do a good job on removing glyphosate. The technology just isn't there. So you have to have an upgrade for your drinking water in the technology. And my two favorite drinking water technologies are definitely and have been for, I don't know, 40 years. There are two. Distillation plus activated carbon. They work synergistically. And reverse osmosis plus activated carbon. There are no other technologies that are practical that can remove all of the, I'm going to say, 10 major categories of contaminants. And within those 10 categories, there are, you know, probably 150 things that are regulated and are contaminants and can diminish your health over your lifetime. And then there are contaminants that that scientists and experts know of that are not on the official list, but they're on a congressional list to tell Congress, because Congress wanted to know the truth. They're on a special list of unregulated contaminants. They've been identified, but there simply isn't a cost-effective technology to remove them, and we're just stuck with them. And
okay.
Because, you know, you can't afford the money if you removed it. And understand that 98% of the water supplied to you by your water department is not used for human consumption. Okay? So, you know, the expense of treating 98% to get your contaminants out of your drinking water is just a dumb idea. So that's why.
All right. So, okay, so you talked about distillation system with activated carbon filter and reverse osmosis with activated carbon. So I'm just going to ask you up front, where do we go to find out those options? Where, you know, let's give people,
okay,
you know, a link.
So normally things you look in the proverbial yellow pages and look up water treatment dealer, water conditioning dealer, and so on. And sometimes, I don't know, I hope somebody from the water industry doesn't meet me in a dark alley someday, but the water industry, let's say water dealers across America, and there are many wonderful, knowledgeable ones, but unfortunately, they have not kept up with the needs and requirements of people who are very savvy, like you and your guests, about what contaminants you don't want. okay? And because you listen to people like me, you read things in the magazine, and you don't want that in the water, and these guys never even heard of it. So I have given, for probably 30 years, I have given a talk at every water, national water convention. And as the alphabet of water contaminants started to grow, I would add this to my talks and presentations. And I would say, guys, because it is mostly guys, let me just tell you something. You better learn this stuff, because your customers are getting smarter. They're reading things. The interest in the health topic is really growing. You now have something called Whole Foods, which is, you know, you never dreamed there'd be a supermarket of all natural foods, better foods, et cetera, in your town. But you do. And that's what people have gotten educated in, demanding this. And you have to upgrade your knowledge and understand a couple of things. You need to understand, and one of the big things I brought on is to separate, is to stop trying to tell people that, who are very educated, that one filter for their whole house can remove all the contaminants they need to address, because it can't. Period.
So I'm looking at the filter that I have made by a company called Aquasana. I think you know about them. And it's a reverse osmosis. It has activated carbon, catalytic carbon, some ion exchange. So that sounds like, and it says absolute submicro filtration and remineralization. It sounds like that would be a good, it is a good system.
Well, I thought we decided you don't have a reverse osmosis system.
Well, I have doesn't have a holding tank.
Okay, so, you know,
just the canisters.
I mean, Aquasana is a big national company that is very popular, et cetera. They sell them at Lowe's and Home Depot and so on. But Aquasana never featured, to the best of my knowledge, it's something that may have been done recently, a reverse osmosis. They were always carbon filter people. Mm-hmm. And it would be very unusual for you to have a reverse osmosis system with no holding tank, because 99.9% of them have it. And one thing you can even look at, if you don't mind looking under your sink, is that if it's a reverse osmosis system, you have to have some tube that goes into your drain. And if you don't have that tube, and I doubt that you do, then you have just a carbon filter system. So all carbon, micron, submicron filtration, all these things are nice, but they cannot remove atomic level contaminant. It cannot remove fluoride. It cannot remove all the pesticides, et cetera. And you have to understand, once you leave the distillation and reverse osmosis realm, filters, whatever, all the ones that you stated, these things remove the contaminants by capturing and holding them and preventing them. So what a dirty little secret of just regular filters, whatever they are, carbon, catalytic carbon, submicron, and so on, that they have a capacity and you never know what it is. And they may make a recommendation that change your filters every year. Rarely do I think people even follow that, you know, an annual replacement. Some people go, oh, I've forgotten all about it. Or, oh, honey, when did we last change the filter? I don't think we ever have, is the response. So this is common, and that's one of the reasons why I don't favor filtration process only, meaning carbon, a submicron, zeolite, et cetera, all the kinds of media that are used. And the distinction is, in the distillation process, the contaminants are left behind, and you throw them away, or you rinse them out of, you let out the water that contains them, and you put them down the drain. And the contaminants are eliminated. They don't stay in anything. And in reverse osmosis, the same thing is true. Reverse osmosis membranes don't collect those sophisticated contaminants in the water. They are rinsed away to drain. So ideally, if you really take a reverse osmosis membrane, even after whatever, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and you open it up and dissect it, you'll go, oh my God, this looks as clean as the day I put it in. Because it is. It actually rinses in the process of reverse osmosis. The contaminants are rinsed away to a drain, and it's often your drain that they go to, and they go down to the sewer system. So if you don't have a drain, you just have a filter system, and we really don't know. And this is under your sink, right?
Yeah, so it is a carbon Cheryl? Filter. It's not. It doesn't have a holding tank for the reverse osmosis.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure you have a carbon filter. And, you know, look, our group, everybody should be drinking water that's free of fluoride. Now, do you have fluoride in your water? That's a good thing to know. That's why I say you always start by getting your water report. And probably, I'd say maybe that more than half of the people listening to this, because that's what I see all the time, they go, I looked at my water report and I don't even know if it's fluoridated, okay? So sometimes they tell you, sometimes they don't, but I can look on the more complicated chart and I can see what the fluoride level is. So most cities fluoridate so that in the water going to your home, there's about 0.7 parts per million of fluoride. And it's tough to remove. No carbon filter can remove it. No catalytic filter can remove it. Medias that claim to remove it, like activated alumina, the water has to be a certain pH for it to be effective. So this is like another little dirty secret of the industry. If you were to go on the internet, you and your audience, and say, oh, I heard Robert Slovak talk about fluoride. I'm going to get rid of it. If you went out, you'd find 100 dealers in the United States, 100, maybe 1,000, maybe 10,000, that use activated aluminum to remove fluoride. And if you do that, rarely would you have the right water conditions so that their system actually removed fluoride. I mean, this is a very sad state of affairs, finding the right water system and having somebody tell you, you know, what its true performance characteristics are. So you can't remove it. You can, but it's expensive and very specialized to remove it from your whole house. So the best people should shoot for is to remove it from your drinking water. And that's really almost good enough. And the only ways that reliably remove it are distillation plus activated carbon and reverse osmosis plus activated carbon. And I'm not telling you enough. I'm not telling you, well, any RO? Absolutely not. Any distiller? Well, distillers are such a simple process, albeit they are inconvenient. They heat the water, and you have to clean them all the time, and they use a lot of electricity. Forgetting about that, it's hard to make a mistake with a distiller, meaning you can almost pick up anything. One that comes to my mind is a company that makes very nice, credible distillers, very consumer-oriented, called WaterWise. Okay? They have a nice selection. They're a very educational company, and it's one of the few products you can buy online and not require a dealer. You can just put it in your house and it'll remove the contaminants The only thing to know is you must remineralize that water, and we'll talk about that when we
get
a little the reverse
which we'll
osmosis, you must know more. For instance, oh. I tell people, do not get a reverse osmosis system that goes under your sink, that has a holding tank that is fairly large, a fairly large metal or plastic holding tank. It holds usually 2 to 3 gallons of water. And the reason I do not recommend this is because these tanks become microbial incubators. That microbes grow in those tanks partly because of the materials of construction encourage it, and they are plastics that are flexible, and they become food for bacteria. And the other reason is that RO systems that go under the sink are not ideally designed. It just happens to be another dirty little secret in which I warned the industry for many years. I said, listen, as membrane technology increases, and, you know, in when I first started to develop the first RO drinking water systems, reverse osmosis membranes were limited to about 5 gallons per day. And if there was a problem, it was people would say, hey, we're running out of water. And I never said that's probably the best thing that can happen to them, but I would say, well, just wait a little longer until it refills, or maybe we can look at putting a second tank in or something like that. But in general, the people ran out of water more often than they didn't, and that's good because they always drained the tank and the tank always had fresh water. But those 5 gallons of them membranes today have become, they're the same size, they look the same, but they now make 50 to 75 gallons a day. But your family is still using maybe 3 to 5 gallons a day. So if something is actually making 50 to 70 gallons a day and you're only using 3 to 5 gallons a day for your family, it doesn't mean it throws that water away, that excess water. It means that it fills your tank instantly. You will never drain your tank for the lifetime of it, unless you have a reason to, like you want
to. Right, and then you have contaminants. Yeah.
Put it on your flowers or in your window.
So, Robert, can you give us the name of a company who makes products that you approve of?
Okay, so there are the only one that I approve of in the last 3 years is a product called AquaTrue, and it is sold by a number of outlets and doctors, but we do sell it at waterandwellness.com, and we probably can arrange for a discount for your people if you want to do that. We will help do that.
Yeah,
we can post it
sure.
The next time if you want to have fun. So
yeah.
This is, however, people have to understand this is a countertop only filter, meaning you have to put it on a flat surface. You could put it on your washing machine for clothes. You could put it on any counter, any flat surface. You can put it in your garage if you want. But it doesn't, like many people, doesn't get hidden under the sink. And just consider it a blessing that it doesn't.
Okay.
Because there is one RO system that if somebody forces me to tell them about, that does go under the sink, that's better than the rest in terms of the microbial factor. And that system is called the WOW, W-O-W, for water on water. If I had to choose one, I would choose that one. But nothing is in the category of the AquaTrue countertop system from Water and Wellness, and that is the safest. You, in the container, it stores water. You have access to it. You can clean it. You can put a cap full of hydrogen peroxide in every 6 months and sanitize it if you want. And I did this. I became involved in this product because I had to speak before audiences of women who had children with autism, and they would ask me, "Hey, what's the water system?" We all have, you know, the 150 women in the room, most of them had RO systems because some dealer, some salesman said, "Hey, this removes everything from the water." Well, they never thought, and it does. They just never thought that microbes regrow in the storage tank. And if there's one thing you can't have, is to give your child with autism, who already has a damaged microbiome, you cannot give that child, you know, billions of bacteria every day, because he'll never get better. And many parents have found that out.
And I'm just looking up the AquaTrue, and it says that it has been proven to remove glyphosate. That's huge.
It removes glyphosate, and it's also been proven to remove PFOAs and PFASs, which are the chemical that they're finding that is from water repellent, Teflon like. They're like Teflon like chemicals. That's the category. So it keeps RO should be able to remove RO plus carbon. Truly should be able to remove virtually anything that you don't want in your body. And so should distillation plus activated carbon. That's your safe bet.
So, because I want to talk about the Kintan plasma, marine plasma, if people download the archive show, which they can do by going to either PRN for the archives or What Women Must Know, which is my Facebook page, or opt into my website, Dr. Cheryl Selman, they'll get the show, the archive show, and we'll put a link with it that gives the discount code if people are interested in the AquaTrue and want to get a discount that you so generously offered. Does that sound good?
That sounds cool.
That would be great, because that's so interesting. I had no idea. Yeah.
So, you ready to move on to...
Let's move on, because we have so many other important things that I want to cover in our conversation this time, and we're going to talk about Kintan. I want to just say that I've had Dr. Thomas Cowan on my show a couple of times, and he is such a fascinating man. And in his books and his personal life, he talks about one of the things he absolutely takes on a daily basis. It's Kintan marine plasma water. So, or I don't know if it's called water, but Kintan marine plasma. And
seawater.
Water. Okay. So, and I've started taking it since I've been listening to what Dr. Cowan had to say. And this is what you've brought in. Brought to the world, so to speak, and you're one of the experts. So let's dive into Kintan.
Okay, dive in. So I did bring this to America. I mean, very quickly, I was doing research for Brazil and helped revamp their water technology infrastructure. And one of the things that was part of that was being out in the middle of the rainforest and doing some experiments to get rid of contaminants that out of control industry were putting in the water from the rainforest that was making its way to the cities of Brazil. So during that, I had become extremely ill during one of those trips out into the Never Never Land. And, you know, men sometimes feel so invulnerable that they never even thought about, hey, are there any doctors out here? No, there was a bar, but there was no doctor. And so I became deathly ill with microbial gastroenteritis and knew how serious it was, and because I was educated enough to know that. And somebody in our, I said, look, I need, there's only one thing that can work, a helicopter evacuation to Rio de Janeiro. And that wasn't going to happen, as I found out quickly. And so somebody gave me 6 glass ampules on a little cardboard card. And now I asked them, what is this? And the person, a carpenter, said, This is our doctor out here. And I'm going, what do you mean it's your doctor? We use this for, we try this at least for almost everything that happens. This is, it's kind of a miracle stuff. Okay. But I don't want to do this. I really need the helicopter evacuation. He goes, you don't have a chance. I think you should do this. Take one per hour. That's what we do. And he gave me 6 ampules of what is called Canton. You might say Quinton, Quinton, marine plasma. And I had never seen it before. And he told me it was something, a discovery, like in the 1800s. I'm going, 1800s? I mean, how was that going to work? So I took it, and to make a long story short, I had reached a point of no return, but I returned in the space of 6 hours to, like, I didn't know if I was dead or I was Superman. I mean, it was incredible. It took care of every single aspect of the gastroenteritis. I ended up running to the bar at nearly midnight when I totally felt better, and to see and thank this man, Marcelo. And I said, Marcelo, what is this and where can I get more? And he said, come and have a beer, which I did not do. So I ended up going and taking Marcelo with me for a trip to Rio de Janeiro several months later, where I learned from the Argentine biologist who brought it to Brazil, everything about it. And I told him all I needed was 30 minutes to just learn about it, and I thanked him. But I didn't leave his house from the night before until 7 o'clock in the morning. He told me everything about this, and I was literally blown away. I stayed in Brazil for a couple more years to learn this very well. I ended up bringing it back to America in 2000 and looking for, hey, I wanted to establish distribution, not for myself, but he was doing it because I was a water scientist. And to make a long story short again, somebody convinced me that I had discovered a holy grail of health and medicine and that I should do this. It was like my destiny. So anyway, I bit into that apple, and I never regretted it. It was one of the greatest, if not the greatest, contributions I've made to humanity. And I ended up bringing it all over the world because it had only really been made in France. And then they had moved the operation to Alicante, Spain. It's a beautiful, high-tech pharmaceutical company that makes a nutraceutical that's the most natural and necessary thing for our health on planet Earth. And what is it? So it is harvested from the ocean, from areas that are called plankton blooms. These are plankton-rich blooms that have, these are huge assemblages of both phytoplankton and zooplankton. Phytoplankton's at net the surface. The zooplankton is like 300 feet below. And this creates a world called a bioreactor between the two. This is the most active living system on our planet. And they are highly protected by buoys, by world oceanographic institutes. They're monitored 24 hours a day by satellite. Ships go in. And to go into it to harvest water, you must have a license. And Canton was the first company to ever have a license in it, and they harvest the water from there. They bring that water back to shore in Spain now. It is trucked in 4.4 degrees centigrade refrigerated trucks back to the facility. It goes into a refrigerated pharmaceutical clean room, the highest level of technology you can imagine, and it goes in there, and it is processed in using the protocols of René Canton. And it first came out in the market in 1897 in glass ampules with two tips on them. And they contain 10 milliliters. Canton used to make 50 milliliters once when they were treating children with tuberculosis. This is a product that can do more than one can imagine, and I'm probably limited as to what I can say. But it can do amazing things, and it spent most of the 20th century as a medicine, considered right along with the pharmaceutical medicines, even though it was completely natural and derived from nature, but it was it was in the physician's desk reference of France and Europe called the Vidal for 75 years. And as a treatment for the many things, more than I can tell you on this webcast. But now we think of it mostly as the most essential and foundational nutrient that you can take. And it is the beginning of everything, and it is the beginning of life itself, and here's why. Life began in the primordial ocean. In the primordial ocean, I will ask yourself, well, what is the ocean itself? I mean, today's ocean, the primordial, original ocean. And I have never gotten a correct answer from, well, in the 15 year that I've taught doctors about this, all over the world, no one has ever given me the answer I was looking for. And I said, everybody, what is the ocean? And I hear things like, well, it's salty water, this, but no one knew. No one. Even when I told them, they go, wow, I didn't even think of that. No one knew that the ocean is a solution of the entire periodic table of the elements. And when I realized that, because I didn't know it originally either, I never thought about it. You know, I knew it had a lot of salt in it and so on, but all those salts are all the elements. It's not just like sodium chloride salt. All those salts are the elements of the periodic table. And the ones that are actually dissolved in the water are the solid elements, and there's 78 of them. And the rest of them are gases, and they do exist in the water, but we kind of don't count on the gases because it depends upon the conditions or how warm the water is and so on. So we think of Quinton as having 78 elements in it. These elements are really another word for them, minerals and trace elements. Most people don't realize that. It's just, that's it. Minerals and trace elements are just the elements of the periodic table. Now, if you buy some elements of the periodic, if you buy some trace elements and so on, it's not going to contain 78. And if you buy minerals, it may contain 12 or 15. That's up to the maker. But nothing contains the perfect solution as much as the ocean. Now, many people ask me, wait, I thought the ocean was polluted. Well, there are areas in which the ocean is polluted, mostly coastal. So this water is taken from like 75 to 100 kilometers out in the sea, in the open ocean, and it is the pristine ocean because, by definition, a plankton bloom is pristine. And the reason is that phyto and zooplankton and this huge bioreactor are capable of detoxing just about anything. They like are a living immune system like your own. If something enters your body, it's going to be attacked and it's going to be invalidated. And that's what a plankton bloom is. It will invalidate toxins. So, you know, I asked, when I first became involved in it, I asked Laboratoires Quinton, the manufacturer that was the company, it's the same company that was founded in 1897. I asked them, hey, I mean, what are the tests you do? And they said, okay, we do both in-house testing and third-party testing to verify our own testing. Purity is the most important thing to us, blah, blah, blah. And so I said, can I see these reports? And they gave me these reports, and this is many years ago, and I looked at the reports, and I'm a water expert, and I know as much about contaminants in the water and the amounts and all that stuff as anybody. And when I looked at that, I was shaking my head because I was looking at a test of the most pure natural substance I had ever seen. It was, I will put it this way. There are standards for all the potential contaminants that can be in raw materials for supplements. And it's very strict, and it's created by the USP. And this list is, I mean, people who do make supplements very well know this list. In other words, if you buy coconut water from someplace, it better not have these very stringent things, chemicals in it. And if you buy aloe vera, that better not. And this is used as a guideline. But when, and I know those guidelines like the back of my hand. But when I looked at the analysis of quinone, the quinone right from the ocean, I am looking at contaminant levels that are 1,000 to 110,000 of the maximum level used by the USP for supplement ingredients. I mean, I'm going, my God, this is virtually contaminant-free of everything. Contaminant-free of radioactivity, contaminant-free of pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals. I mean, you just name it. And it was a shock to me. And I tell people, this is the purest substance that in nature that I know of. And it's in the ocean. And no, the ocean obviously isn't totally polluted. Maybe it's certain places and coastal regions near ports and near a lot of contamination and energy. But when you go out in the open ocean, I always conclude that the solution to pollution is dilution, and the ocean is the most diluting body of water, and it's inconceivably huge in its water, and man will never overcome the ocean. Now, if somebody
Robert, I have to jump in here because I only have about a minute left, and in a minute, I want you to tell me some of the reason why this is a water. I mean, it healed you of a potentially lethal condition. You were
yes.
on your way out.
Okay. So
in 1 minute, I know this is going to be tough because, and we'll have another conversation, but in 1 minute, why do people want to drink this?
Because it's supplying the entire periodic table, and you and your cells evolved for nearly 3 billion years before you ever left land. Your progenitors ever left land evolved in this solution. And this is the solution that is the most important and most foundational thing for the cells of your body, and you need to consume it every day, period.
Because without minerals, nothing works in our body.
Nothing.
And we're all deprived of minerals.
You have to understand that when you say, do I need fats, you need fats, but fats are even made of minerals. The elements, think the elements. The elements make up the entire universe with the exception of photonic light and cosmic energy. Every single thing, fats, water is made of two elements. So the elements make everything in your body. It's not, your body assembles not just you need the minerals directly, but they assemble things. Vitamin C, even though the humans don't make vitamin C, but a dog makes vitamin C, and he assembles them from the elements he gets from his food. But our food doesn't contain the elements anymore because it's not in the soil anymore. Everyone realizes we've ruined the soil, and therefore the plants don't have the minerals and trace elements anymore, and neither do the cows who eat the grass, and so on up the line. We don't get them anymore.
So we need to, and I hate to do this, but we need to kind of bring this to an end because I'm out of time, but we will have you back.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I suggest people go to your website, waterandwellness.com, and we're going to get a code. So if people want to get the reverse osmosis that Robert recommends, you'll get a discount. And if you go to Water and Wellness, you'll learn more about the Canton Marine Plasma, which I'm drinking every day. I highly recommend it. And, oh, my God, Robert, this has been so phenomenal. And we will have you back because there's more we want to talk about.
I'm sorry I overwhelmed you and stole the stage selfishly, but we can just keep going at any time you request it.
Okay, and I really have to go. So for everyone listening, thank you. Remember to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now, and thank you, Robert Slovak, for being with us. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.